We're here at the Farm Progress Show. With me is Tom Bias, who is CEO of Growth Energy. And Tom, what I wanted to talk to you about, you just unveiled a new initiative, labelmyfuel.com, but what I wanted to talk to you about was the E-Team, because this is really a good place for us to get that message out about what farmers can do to help, you know, get the positive word out about ethanol.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Cindy, and the E-Team efforts. The E-Team efforts are really important because, you know, all the critics did a pretty good job of running up the negatives on the production of renewable energy and specifically ethanol. And the only way you ever turn that around is to go and talk to people and re-educate them about the benefits of it. It's cleaner for the environment. It provides American jobs. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil. It helps with our national security. And the E-Team is a way that everybody at whatever level they want can get involved and help do that, because it's going to take a team effort. No one can do it. You can't sit there in Washington and snap your fingers and expect these things to happen. They're not going to raise the blend wall because we want to. You got to get out and work for it. They're not going to get rid of these goofy provisions like indirect land use because we want them to. You're going to have to get out and educate people. And that's where the E-Team can be involved. And they can go to our website to sign up. And we think it's really important because everyone has a stake in this out here.
Well, speaking about the blend wall and increasing the percentage of ethanol allowed in gasoline to 15%, where do we stand on that right now?
Well, this decision is pending before the Environmental Protection Agency. We submitted the original waiver in March. They had a public comment period. That public comment period is now closed. We know that we had over 20,000 supportive comments that were submitted. We know our critics had comments submitted as well, but it's up to EPA to make that decision based upon the science and the data that exists on emissions testing and engine durabilities. And we're confident that if they do that and they make that decision on that, then they'll grant the waiver to E15, and they should.
Well, of course, your background is agriculture. How important are biofuels and ethanol in particular to agriculture?
It's absolutely critical to not only agriculture, but the rural economy. If you want to revitalize rural America, the production of renewable fuels and energy in America is the greatest economic opportunity that's come along in my lifetime, because in American agriculture, it's so productive, we overproduce. And so you're either going to suffer the economic consequences of overproduction and low prices, which doesn't sustain our economy, our food production, or anything else, or you have increased demand, and increased demand for ag feedstocks would have a tremendous impact.
Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with General Wesley Clark, who is with Growth Energy, and we just had a major announcement here, and if you could tell us about this and what it means for our ethanol industry.
Well, we're calling for fuel to be labeled by country of origin, and the first implication, of course, is for national security purposes. I think the American consumer needs to see every time he goes to the pump what he or she's putting their money into and what the impact on the country is. But beyond the national security argument, I think there's a strong case to be made for America's own domestic liquid fuel, which is ethanol. And there's no doubt that if people can see it at the pump day after day and choose whether they'd like their money to go overseas or stay right here and bring prosperity at home and help America's community, America's farmers, it'll stay here.
Now, you've been involved here with Growth Energy for, this year specifically. Why was this an opportunity that you decided to take? Why do you think this is important to America?
Well, I've spent my life in the national security business, and I'm no longer in uniform, unfortunately. I ran for the highest office in the land, and that didn't work out as well as it could have, but I was very pleased to have had that opportunity. But I've spent my life in national security. And so I'm working ethanol, biodiesel, I'm working wind, I'm working solar. I'm doing the things that we should have been doing in this economy 35 years ago that we couldn't quite get the government together on, and trying to help out as best I can.
Thank you very much. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.